The Dave Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave Single is buy one, get one for $1, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these days. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Jeff Garcia. Jeff is the host of the Locked On Spurs podcast for the Locked On Podcast Network. He's the original co-founder of Project Spurs. He's an NBA 2K league writer, and he's a Spurs digital journalist for NBC affiliate WOAI-TV, NBC4, and Fox affiliate KABB-TV, Fox 29 in San Antonio, Texas. On the program, we discuss the 2020-2021 Spurs season. DeMar DeRozan. Also, we talk about the legacy of Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio and so much more.
The Dave Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave Single is buy one, get one for $1, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these days. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
IBM Cloud offers millions of different server configurations with 20 terabytes of bandwidth cost-free. Get the compute power you need and deploy on demand, but at prices set for smart cost management. Visit ibm.biz/baremetalservers to customize your server today.
But first, I got to tell you about this awesome ebook called Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. This is the ebook that will help you, give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level and try to do big things with your podcast, I highly recommend that you pick up the ebook titled Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. It's available on lulu.com on ebook format. That's lulu.com. So make sure you go on and check it out and pick up Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. You won't regret it.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Jeff is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Streaming only on Peacock, a new original comedy.
Me in a punk band?
We are Lady Punk.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
He puked all over the front row. Ew.
We are Lady Punk. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Wendy's Dave Single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these saves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
I can pop a beer in here, right?
Your cousin. From Boston.
This here is Sam Adams Boston Lager. It's my go-to beer. Not too heavy, not too... Oh, boy. Whoopsie-daisy. Oh, no. Is there somebody that can help? Come on in the room. It poured right in the keyboard. Relax. I spill beer on my computer all the time. Sam Adams Boston Lager. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Drink responsibly.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else.
Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Murray puts it in play. DeRozan. Calmly off the glass.
Yeah, he's going to work, and he's got to help as Davis Bertans comes off that screen. Can't be sitting that far back in the paint.
Mills fires. Good night, Mike. Patty Mills knocking down the three.
Assist already for Ish Smith.
Yeah. DeRozan, shot clock winding down, knocks down the jumper. 1 minute remaining, first half. DeRozan against Neto. Mismatch. And DeMar seizes it. And couldn't finish. Rudy Gay with a rebound.
Well, they pushed the ball in the open court. That's why they got the mismatch.
Oh, mama, DeRozan taking out some frustration.
You can see that as soon as he turned the corner, he was going to try to pull the rim out. Our Methodist Healthcare assist. Patty Mills drops it off to DeMar DeRozan. He goes in there. He's trying to take out some frustration. Excellent job by Patty dropping it off. And DeMar.
Beal nearly lost it, did lose it. Eubanks quickly gives it off to DeRozan.
Great hands there by Drew.
And DeMar draws the foul again.
Eubanks and the help there from Bradley Beal, and still powers.
DeRozan, 7 assists on that last one. Mills chased out of the corner, back to DeMar. Up with the left hand. Count that one and send him to the line. DeRozan.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Valley Sports Southwest, and that was San Antonio Spurs guard DeMar DeRozan, who scored 37 points against the Washington Wizards on April 26th of 2021. And someone that covers the Spurs very well, knows the ins and outs of the Spurs. Let's welcome him to the program. He is the host of the Locked On Spurs podcast for the Locked On Podcast Network, the original co-founder of Project Spurs, NBA 2K league writer, and Spurs digital journalist for NBC affiliate WOAI-TV, NBC4, and Fox affiliate KABB TV, Fox 29, and San Antonio, Texas, Jeff Garcia. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me on, Ed. I really appreciate this, and I'm ready to talk some Spurs.
All right, awesome. Same here, my man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this. So let's get right to it. DeMar DeRozan, what a season he had for the Spurs. He led the team with the team's leading scorer and also led in minutes played and assists, and he really stepped up his game. The Spurs had a rocky first half of the year, but they were able to pick it up in the second half of the year and were able to play. They were eligible to play in the play-in tournament against the Memphis Grizzlies. They fell short by 4 points. But give me your thoughts on DeMar and his 2020-2021 season.
Yeah, you know what? Great season overall. You know, he led the team in assists. He was their best facilitator. I think something that doesn't get enough shine for him, that he's able to create for other players. He led the team, obviously, in scoring, one of the better mid-range shots in the game, veteran presence. You know, he made the best of the situation that he had to deal with coming from Toronto and the trade from Kawhi Leonard into San Antonio, and he really boosted himself in the last 3 years as a Spur. We know the big storyline right now is what next? What's going to happen to him now? Because in a few weeks, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Now, he can just pack his bags and say, it's been real, San Antonio, thanks, I'm going to go somewhere else, or let's talk. It is the vibe around the city among media in San Antonio is that he's not going to come back. And I think the sooner the better for the Spurs to know that officially so they can adjust accordingly with the draft ahead and free agency, you know, shaping the roster. But if he does stay, I think it's a win-win situation. If he leaves, it's going to suck because you're basically losing an all-star, but you don't have to pay him. The Spurs can go full rebuild mode right now with their young guys. And I think if he's amenable to it, perhaps he'd work a sign and trade. Perhaps work a sign and trade. And I think that would best work for everybody. You know, hey, DeMar, give us a list of where you want to go, and we'll see if we can work something out. So, you know, if it is the end of his time in San Antonio, then phenomenal. He had a great run. You tip his cap to him. Spurs, there's going to be no love lost at all. They'll appraise him for what he did. But if he does stay, hey, bonus. You get a guy who can score the bucket in a day and age in the NBA where scoring is a premium, Ed.
Yeah, rightfully so. You're absolutely right about DeMar, and then being one of the premier point guards in the NBA for well over a decade, and definitely he handled his business in Toronto, and like you said, he definitely handled his business with the short time that he's been in San Antonio. I want to stay with DeMar for a moment because, Jeff, again, you cover the Spurs, so you basically have talked to a lot of the players on that roster. We know about DeMar's issues with mental health, dating back as far as he said during his high school days. How did you think, considered with the limited attendance that were at NBA games this past season, and then having to deal with some issues in the family, dealing with the loss of his father? How did DeMar's mental health hold up during this past season?
Right. That's a great question. You know, he was in the forefront of really advocating for mental advocacy. He did a program with the WNBA. He did he did spots on TV and on radio. And I'm talking about like big outlets, like your major outlets on the network television, CNN, stuff like that. Really, really promoting mental health. He could talk all day about it. And I think that bodes well for him because he openly admits that he dealt with these issues for a long time until he came to grips with it and decided to seek help. I think it was a good test for him because he openly admitted that when he was traded from Toronto, it hit him hard. It was an emotional gut punch. And I think if he didn't have that type of support, that type of mental wellness, I think maybe that could have really thrown him off. Because think about it, he was a teenager, when he was drafted into the NBA, and he made Toronto his home, and then they embraced him like their first son, and then he gets dealt, and then you heard the reports that supposedly, you know, Toronto brass told him, no, he's not getting traded. What are you talking about? You know, you're crazy to think about this. And well, they did. So all in all, I think he adjusted well. As a matter of fact, you fast forward to this season, he said that it worked out pretty well for him in San Antonio, that all in all, it wasn't that bad, which is big because he came from a major city like Toronto, you know, then to San Antonio, it's a very quiet, small, big town. All in all, I think DeMar DeRozan, I know for me, you know, personally, if I take off my media hat just as a fan now, that, yeah, you know, what more could you have asked for him to do? He came into work every day. Scored buckets, he got people involved, he led the team. He embraced the fact that in the bubble last year that he maybe was not going to get the bulk of the run, that it was going to go to the kids. And he embraced that. He embraced like a veteran role. I think if he stays in San Antonio, he'll continue that. If he leaves, well, then he's making whatever team that is much more powerful.
Almost definitely. I mean, you can't deny DeMar's skills. Like you said, when he first entered the NBA as a teenager and made an immediate impact in Toronto, and then fast forward, like you said, coming to San Antonio, he definitely made his presence felt this past season and making everybody around him better. And so kudos to DeMar and his fight to raise awareness on mental health, and also, more importantly, wherever his NBA future lies. So
health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose. Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
Let's stay just when, you know, get more into in-depth with the Spurs. Speaking of the future, DeJounte Murray, I mean, he has been an impact player for the Spurs for several years now. He was the second leading scorer on the team. He was also the team's second leading rebounder. He was number two in assists, minutes played, and he also led the team in steals. So this was a great year for the young guy out of the University of Washington. So the future appears to be bright for DeJounte in San Antonio. Give me your thoughts on how he played this past season.
You know what? He took leaps and bounds. You know, I think last year was his year where he was going to be under the spotlight. It's like, okay, DeJounte, you've been in the system for a while. You've been in the G League system for a while in San Antonio. We'll give you a break because you lost the season because of your knee injury. But let's see what you got. And he passed with flying colors. He was dropping triple-doubles like it was nothing this last season. I mean, it was just common for him. And what I think what stands out for me a lot is his humility. We talk to him in post-games on the Zoom conferences, and we bring up his triple-doubles, and he said he's not about that, that he's just about the fact that either they won or the team lost. You also like the fact that we know statistically he saw a rise in several categories. That's great. That's what an NBA pro player should do. But it's the intangibles. And I think the next intangible he's working on, he announced it pretty much last season, was that he is now looking to become a vocal leader. And you started to see that a lot last season, pulling guys aside, talking, being more communicative on the court. And he just told everybody that is my next step. Because think about this. If the Spurs veterans that they have on roster right now, Rudy Gay, Patty Mills, DeMar DeRozan, do not come back, then he's the veteran. And it baffles the mind since I forget that he's been in the league for a while now. He's played with Tony Parker. He played with Kawhi Leonard when he was in San Antonio. He got to learn from them. And then if the Spurs decide to go with no vets and just go with this young core they have, well, Ed, he is now the vet. And I think that's going to be his evolution next. I think, where can he go? Can he be that guy that's going to shoulder this team, get him some more W's, get him on the same page, be the rock for this team? Because last year we saw the young guys really lean on the veterans heavily. Look at the play-in tournament. It wasn't Keldon Johnson. It wasn't DeJounte Murray. It wasn't Devin Vassell. It was Rudy Gay that led the team. You look at a lot of the games that came down to the wire last season for San Antonio, the young guys were deferring to the veterans so much, especially in crunch time. And I think there's some times where I think they need to cut the training wheels off and let these kids learn on their own. And if they do that, then DeJounte Murray is going to be that one they go to now.
Yeah, definitely the future is definitely bright for DeJounte Murray in San Antonio. He really, again, had a coming of age year, as you said, Jeff. So, again, DeJounte was the team's second leading scorer, also was in the top five in rebounds, assists, and he led the team in steals. And speaking of big men, you know, when I think of San Antonio, one of the first things that comes to my mind are names such as David Robinson and Tim Duncan. Well, they have a seven-footer by the name of Jacob Poeltl, who led the team in blocks this year and also was the team's leading rebounder and also was in the top five in assists and minutes played. Just give me your thoughts on Jacob and how well he performed this past year.
Yeah, Jacob Poeltl, you know, what more can you say? Well, actually, there's a lot more you can say. But defensively, he was a rock for San Antonio. Again, defensively, he was a very underrated center. On the defensive end, he was a master at the offensive rebounding. And I think something that does not get enough attention is that he is really good about getting the Spurs second chance opportunities. And I talked to him about that last year. I asked him, I go, like, how did you learn how to do this? How did you become so skilled at this? And he's like, I just do. I just am. So he just has a natural tendency to get second chance opportunities off missed shots for San Antonio. You know, great rim protector, runs the pick and roll well with the guys on the offensive end. But that is where his limitations are, is the offensive end. And it's to the point, Ed, where on the offensive side, the Spurs can't cover up for what his deficiencies are. He does not have an outside shot whatsoever. Not even a hook shot. Not even a shot from the elbow. Nothing. he wouldn't even, he'll attempt them, but they're far and few between. He definitely is not a stretch three, stretch five. And I think that is an area that he's going to have to work on at the offensive end, because it hurt San Antonio a lot last year. Teams were just hacking him, go to the free throw line, daring him to shoot. You know, we'll just clog the lane, block Jakob, here's an outside shot for you. That is going to be his evolution. I don't know if he'll ever get to that. I mean, I'd just be happy with just a little mid-range, something. And I think that's what the Spurs could explore this offseason, whether it be the draft, trades, or free agency, is a big man that can spread the floor. That should have been Trey Lyles. Trey Lyles is going to be that guy. Trey Lyles did not work out in San Antonio at all. I believe he was probably in the doghouse. He didn't even play a lick in the second half. So, for as great as Jakob is defensively, he's not that great offensively yet.
Yeah, that's a lot of issues they're going to have to work on in the offseason, like you said, Jeff, in terms of getting an offensive-minded center. We know Jakob is, as you mentioned, defensively, he's solid, but they're definitely going to have to work on it because we know how versatile Tim Duncan and David Robinson were, and they're going to have to take it to the next level in terms of the center position to have that versatility.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections cares about you and your health. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose. Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
I want to move along now to, you mentioned his name earlier, Keldon Johnson, again, in the top five on the team in points, rebounds, also in minutes played. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Keldon and how well he performed this year.
You know what, KJ, well, you know, first of all, congratulations to him. He just got named to the U.S. Men's National Basketball Team, replacing Bradley Beal. So that should tell you exactly how his season, his sophomore season went, and or is continuing to go right now for the Spurs. Now, you know, let's talk about what he did in San Antonio. And just remember, let's keep this in mind. He's just a sophomore. He's just a second year in the NBA. He's already been named to the NBA Rising Stars squad. He's breaking records in San Antonio. He's putting up double-doubles. He's a bull going to the rim. Energy. He's still growing. He is on the verge of having a breakout season, whether it be this upcoming year or maybe next year. I think with Team USA, that's going to rapidly increase his breakout season. There's going to come that one moment where everything just comes together for him and he's just an animal. And he's told me, he's told media in San Antonio, that he knows where his area of weakness is, and that is outside shooting. Now, he can make them. I'm not saying he's horrible. He's not by a long shot. But he's just inconsistent with it. Can he make threes? Of course. You know, maybe one or two here. Can he head? Does he have a mid-range shot? He does. But, again, not consistent. That is his next big hurdle. And I think he's going to address it this offseason. Here's another thing, too. During one of the Team USA media sessions, he did speak, and he did say that the Spurs want him to focus this offseason on decision-making and handles. Now, what does that tell you? That tells me that they're looking at him maybe as being a kind of a point forward, kind of a Draymond Green hybrid. I would be happy with that, and I think that's good. I think that's great. But, again, I think he needs to work on his outside shot. Once he does that, he's just going to be a monster, and I believe he will get to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, congratulations to him on making the United States Olympic men's basketball team. And like you said, it goes to show you that he definitely has the skills and just to be considered and to be on the team. I mean, that's big. That's no small potatoes right there. So congratulations to Keldon on that. And, Jeff, we got to talk about experience. And, you know, there's some veteran leadership on this team. Rudy Gay. Rudy has been on the team for a minute now. And, again, he finished in the top five in rebounds and also blocks and steals per game. We know Rudy Gay, if you remember him during his time in Memphis, was one of the premier high flyers in the league. When he first came into the league, he was known for his dunking ability and, you know, his time in Memphis and also some years in Sacramento and one season in Toronto. We know him as being this guy that was, you know, playing above the rim. And he still plays above the rim to an extent, but he's also improved his shooting throughout the seasons. Give me your thoughts on Rudy and how he performed this past year.
Yeah, you know, Rudy, again, just a rock. You know, he was one of the better bench performers, but he was able to switch in even at the five. He played the five sometimes last year for San Antonio. Again, you know, his Memphis days are well behind him. His Sacramento days are well behind him. That's for sure. But he was just a solid veteran presence. You know, a lot of the guys, the younger guys, when I would ask them, like, well, you know, who's been the most impactful veteran on the squad for you as you're getting to learn, you know, Devin Vassell, for example. You know, Devin Vassell, Rudy Gay. DeJounte Murray, Rudy Gay. Yeah, I think you go beyond X's and O's with him, what he meant for San Antonio, and see what he did to help bring along these guys last year or whatever it was, the bubble. Everything's all blurred together now. At the bubble, again, just letting these guys learn to blossom. And, you know, he would joke that, hey, you know, I would just look back and smile at these young guys because I got a thrill out of that, seeing them get better and better. Here's the thing, though. The big question is, now what? You know, he is a free agent. You know, I would not be surprised if the Spurs do bring him back. Would not be surprised at all. That is a very Spurs-like move. The question is for how much, though, and I think they should not break the bank for him at all. A team-friendly deal, fine, but, the Spurs are in a situation right now. Do they go full rebuild mode, retooling mode with these young guys? And think about this, too. They're going to get younger. The draft is just a few days away. So they're going to get younger. And by the way, they have a couple of guys that are be going to their sophomore season, Devin Vassell and Trey Jones. So there's a couple of other young guys right there. So all in all, you know, if they bring back Rudy, fine, as long as it's just a very friendly contract, because the Spurs, I don't want to see them use their entire cap flexibility they have right now. They're the second right now as the 1-2 teams that have the most money to spend this offseason. It's the Knicks and the Spurs. I'd rather see the Spurs use that money go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. You're good.
I'm sorry, I threw me off. Do you want to talk about Rudy Gay?
No, you were just going to say about the two teams in the sweepstakes for Rudy Gay, but you said the Spurs and the Knicks, that's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. So the Spurs and the Knicks have the most money. I just want the Spurs to use that money invested into an all-star type player if they decide to go that route. Now, historically, San Antonio does not attract big-name free agents. San Antonio only had one big-name free agent ever in their history, Ed, in their history, to land in San Antonio. His name was LaMarcus Aldridge. So that tells you a lot. Now, do the Spurs chase these free agents and overpay? That might be the only way they're going to have to bring in a big-name all-star, whether it be your John Collins, whether it be your Lauri Markkanen. Or nobody says they have to spend the money. They can just sit on it and wait and let these kids still develop. So the Spurs are in a good situation. They have a lot of options. It's just a matter of what direction they want to go. Full rebuild with these new guys, or keep the veterans and keep being a middling team that doesn't get the top pick, or, you know, gets to where they're going to be picking in a few weeks at 12. And let's remember, the Spurs dynasty era was built on the draft. David Robinson, number one pick. Tim Duncan, number one pick. See where I'm going with this? They got to get in that draft, high draft pick, to succeed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It's going to be interesting what they do with Rudy. Like you said, but definitely Spurs dynasties have been built throughout the draft with those number one picks. And speaking of having those number one picks and putting championships together, Patty Mills. Patty is currently the only member of the current Spurs roster that is part of their last or one of their last NBA championships. Of course, Patty was a part of the 2014 Spurs championship team with Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. We know Patty is similar to Rudy, he's the veteran on the team. Again, he was one of the top scorers on the team, also finished in the top five in assists. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Patty this past season and what his future holds in San Antonio.
Yeah, you know, again, a guy that would, again, I would not be surprised if the Spurs do retain him. He is so embedded to the fiber of the community, let alone the franchise. And like you mentioned, he is the last remnant player-wise from the Spurs' glory years. The Spurs really relied on that last year. Even go further back to the bubble when it was Coach Patty. Patty did not play at all in the bubble. You know what they did? They gave him a clipboard. So you see how they see him. They see him as a player coach. And he brings the energy. He keeps the young guys in focus. Another guy that a lot of the young players go to. And he still, well, at least according to him, Ed, he did an interview with GQ Australia about a year and a half ago, and said that he feels that he still has plenty in the tank left. Does he want to take his talents elsewhere? He's a free agent. And go chase a ring, another one. He has one already. Or does he want to stay behind in a rebuild? I think that's what not only just Patty, but the rest of the Spurs veterans have to deal with, is do they want to stay with a rebuild that maybe just they don't get them to the playoffs, but it won't get them a deep playoff run. The Spurs are years away from that. Or do they go elsewhere right now and chase that ring right now? Rudy Gay, I believe, does not have a ring. DeMar DeRozan does not have a ring. Patty has one. Could he go and boost like a Philadelphia? Could he go boost a Boston team? Yeah, and I think other teams will chase Patty Mills because of that. Veteran presence, reliable three-point shot. It's a shame, though, he can't wear an Australia uniform, because when he puts on an Australia uniform, he's Superman. It's funny, we're like, where's that during the season?
Yeah.
But when he's in the silver and black, though, you know, he's still good. But again, I will be shocked if the Spurs decide not to bring him back.
Well, you know, speaking of parting ways and deciding not to bring back, you mentioned his name earlier, Jeff, and there was the end of an era, LaMarcus Aldridge, and he had some fantastic seasons with the Spurs, coming over from Portland, and then the deal brought him down to San Antonio before he was let go and sent over to Brooklyn. So, you know, again, you cover this team on a day-to-day, on a daily basis. Just kind of give me your thoughts on how San Antonio was during the Aldridge era.
You know what? This is interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because they really kept a good lid on it. This tells you exactly how much of a vault the Spurs are and how tough it is to cover them when it comes to news. It was Popovich that outscooped everybody. Popovich. That outscooped everybody in the LMA news that he was leaving the Spurs. So that kind of tells you, no ESPN, not me, not Fox Sports, nothing like that. Pop, it was the one who did it. And I think they handled it well as far as being amicable about it. I think this is where you, when you look back, though, and if you look at it on the business side of it, like a friendship side, it was amicable. Mutual parting the ways. You know, it's not working out. It was like a very nice breakup with your wife or your girlfriend. You know, okay, it's not working out. You know, you go your way, I go my way. Okay, nice and smooth, no shouting, no nothing, no drama. Great, and that's awesome. Spurs don't like drama. But on the business side of things, this is where I think the Spurs messed up last year. Business-wise, they should have traded them. They should have traded them. Get something. Because now they're left empty-handed in a department/roster spot where they needed the big man depth. Their big man depth is horrible right now. And not knocking Jakob. We know we could do, but offensively, they're going to struggle. As of right now, it's Jakob Poeltl, undersized Drew Eubanks, but again, you know, tough as nails, guy can get it done. He's a dog in that paint, but he's not LMA. And that is an untested, unproven big Luka Šamanić. And Ed, that's all they got. That's their big man depth right there. So it doesn't scream, you know, this is a strong position they have. And that's where I think LMA messed up. We're not trading LMA. A second round pick, late first round pick, you know, some guy that's on the bench, but he's a big and he can at least make a shot. Just something. And I think that's where the Spurs really messed up on last year. They really should have traded LaMarcus Aldridge. But as far as his time in San Antonio, you know, again, you know, I always say he was a victim of circumstance. When he chose San Antonio, you there were reports that the Lakers blew their pitch, so they were out. Phoenix wasn't Phoenix the way they are now. They were still kind of a middle-of-the-road team, you know, bottom of the West. But the Spurs were still in their glory days and coming off it, but they're still right there. You had Tim Duncan was still there, Manu, Tony. Kawhi was starting to become a thing. You had a young kid named DeJounte, so it made sense. And the Spurs gave him a lot of money, and that helps a lot, too. But so then he comes to San Antonio, but it's now realizing that it's kind of Kawhi. There's this guy. He's really, 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 really good. And so the ball starts going more to him. The league starts changing. And more three-point happy, more bigs that can stretch the floor, bigs that can make outside shots. And at that time, LaMarcus could. You know, he has a little turnaround mid-range, but he wasn't a deep threat. The Spurs start changing. Tim Duncan starts retiring. You know, Tony leaves. He goes to Charlotte. Then he retires. Manu retires. Then they can put the ball in a kid named DeJounte Murray, you know, go run this thing. And then Kawhi is blossoming. So I think everything just kind of was just off track. But you do credit for him for the year where Kawhi and the Spurs had that bad falling out. LMA put that team on his shoulders. If he wasn't there, this team was probably getting wrecked. He willed this team to the playoffs. He helped them get to the playoffs. He was just a force that year. All in all, I think, again, LMA, you know, you tip your cap to him. You know, he did the best that you can do in the circumstances. And shame how his career ended, retiring because of health issues. He was right there chasing for a ring with the Nets. And, yeah, but I think LMA, when you look back at his time in San Antonio, you just stand up and just give him a clap and go, good job, good job.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose. Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
Yeah, definitely give him a good job. And again, kudos to LaMarcus on a solid career. He didn't get that championship, though, but definitely was talented, had some great seasons in Portland and, of course, in San Antonio as well. And you also mentioned his name, the Claw, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, during Kawhi's time with San Antonio, he won an NBA championship, also competed in several All-Star games, was a member of all NBA first team, defense team. I mean, he was everything to San Antonio. This is a two-part question, Jeff. First question is, how would you describe the Kawhi era? And the second question is, we know what happened with the knee injury and the way the Spurs reports that the Spurs did not handle it properly. But can you go more into detail of the Kawhi breakup in San Antonio?
Yeah, it was a very weird season. I remember I was there the day or the night the Spurs played the Nets in the Barclays Center. Where, you know, that question keeps on coming up that whole year. It's like, what's going on with Kawhi, Pop? What's going on with Kawhi, Pop? And prior to that night, he would always say, like, we don't know, or he's just out. Something like that. Simple as that, he's just not playing, or he's out. Or, you know, whatever. But I was there the night that I think he just got fed up already. He said, you know what, you're going to have to talk to his camp. That told me a lot. That's saying, like, this is already out of the Spurs' hands already. That they have no clue what he does. And look at right now. I mean, he did surgery on his knee, and the Clippers had no idea he even did that. So this wasn't shocking to me to hear what he did with the Clippers right now, because he did it in San Antonio. He was a generational talent for San Antonio. He was the next. He was going to carry the mantle from the Tim Duncan, Tony Manu era, and it was going to be his. And he showed that he can will a team to the playoffs and win the title. He can do that. The Spurs were sitting pretty. The Spurs fixed his shot. You know, they made him a deadly outside shooter. They ran schemes for him. They made him what he was now. And obviously he's gotten better along the way since his time left. But that was just a bizarre season. I've never seen the Spurs so off kilter. You had Ginobili coming out. Ginobili, of all players, Ginobili coming out and shrugging his shoulders. And says, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. The guy, we want him to play. Can he come play? And then you have Tony Parker coming out, and supposedly that was a death knell, saying like, well, my injury was 100 times worse than Kawhi's. I mean, that should tell you exactly how even the players were impacted by Kawhi in that 1 year. Reports of him hiding from the Spurs in New York City, training away from their eyes. It was just a mess. And it's a shame because it was just coming off a title. He just won a title in 2014 with the Spurs. So you would think that he would want to stick around and go for it again, back-to-back, something Spurs never done, defend their title. And it just wasn't working out. It seems to me he was already just dead set on leaving San Antonio and going to California. That's what it felt like. He was just dead set. Because it was about winning titles. He would have stayed in San Antonio. Maybe he would have stayed in Toronto. He was just dead set on coming back to California. And here he is now. And then now, look at the Clippers now. They don't know if he's going to be in or out because, he's going to be a free agent soon. So it was good while it lasted. How's that? But I can tell you this much. The Spurs fan base, there's no love lost. You cannot mention his name. They will get red in the face and red in the eyes. What Kawhi did blew a hole in the Spurs ship, and they're still sinking from it. Because a lot of the team was built around him. And you remove that. Look at the Cavs. You lose LeBron James, and they're no longer a championship team. He comes back to them. They win a title. Same thing with the Spurs. You lose Kawhi Leonard. That's a generational player, and now they're trying to rebuild off that. So we'll see what happens. It's weird to see pictures of him still in the Spurs uniform, man. I saw he was a Spur. That guy was a Spur. It's bizarre.
I want to stay with Kawhi for a moment because I know you've covered a lot of athletes, a lot of Spurs players throughout your time with being in San Antonio. What was your dealings like with Kawhi in terms of just covering him during his time in San Antonio?
I had a few chances to speak with him. This is early in his career, way before he had everybody started taking notice of who he is. Just quiet. Just very, very quiet. Short answers. Wouldn't look you in the eye. It felt like you were just distracting him. That's what it felt like. And I remember being in the locker room with him, a pregame. And again, young Kawhi. So nobody knows what he was going to be. And he's there sitting by himself. And, it's open media session hours for pregame. So I go, okay, well, might as well. Who's this kid? That's my thought. Who's this guy? Who's this Kawhi Leonard? And I don't remember what I asked him that night, but I just remember it felt like I was just pulling teeth out of him. I remember having that feeling like, I'm making this up, like, oh, Kawhi, what's your favorite movie? I'm making this question up. And the reaction would be, I don't know, something like this. So it was very like, where are we going? I was there the night that he got traded. His rights got traded from Indiana to San Antonio on draft night at the Green Center. I was actually sitting in the press conference room when it was announced. And I remember turning to somebody saying, did they just announce that the Spurs and Indiana made a deal? And then at that time, he's still wearing the Pacers draft cap. He walks in and he starts doing his talk, and he's under the impression he's an Indiana Pacer. And then I remember asking him the Q&A session, saying, what did you hear about reports that your rights just got traded to San Antonio? And he was like, oh, okay. Kind of like, didn't faze him. Just, okay, like, it is what it is. So that was my experience dealing with Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, even till today, it just gritted my teeth thinking of what could have been if he stayed.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions that a lot of Spurs fans are going to be asking. I tell you what, he was so dynamite during his time in San Antonio, kind of like the end of the Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili era, and who knows what would have been. But, you know, as you said, you know, he just felt, you know, the, of course, you know, the injury, that brought a lot to it. And then, yeah, like you said, Jeff, he just didn't want to be there anymore. But, you know, no love, like you said, no love lost for Kawhi as he currently enjoying his time with the Clippers, recently coming off a successful surgery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, filled 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
And speaking of Kawhi, his former coach, you know, Greg Popovich, we know Pop has done fantastic job with this Spurs team. I mean, winning multiple NBA championships, being a three-time NBA coach of the year. Say what you want about him. He's controversial, but he gets the job done in a lot of ways. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Pop's legacy with the Spurs.
Hey, you know, his time is slowly winding down, whether it be this year or next year. We don't know yet, but you can see it. Not many NBA coaches go beyond their 70s. I believe Jerry Sloan was the last one to do that with the Jazz. So the end is coming sooner than later. How's that? You know, and that is a big question for this franchise is now what? I think you look at Tim Duncan, you look at Kawhi, you look at Tony, whatever. Those are big losses. But I think the loss of Popovich is really going to impact the franchise tremendously and will be felt for a long time once he does retire. You look at what he's going on right now. He has the Olympics. He's dealing with that. And I think we forget about this. You know, can we look at him as a coach and his wins and his losses? But look at what he had to deal with in the last few years. He dealt with the loss of his wife. She passed away. Saw a generational player leave his organization, Kawhi Leonard. Saw Tim Duncan, Tony Amano retire. In Olympics now, he's dealing with COVID again. He's seen great players leave, you know, because Bradley Beal because of COVID, Kevin Love just exiting. Dealing with two losses in Team USA to start exhibition play. It's just exhibition play, but he's getting questioned about that. And he's trying to build a franchise that wants to go back to his glory days. There's a lot on his plate there. It's a lot on his plate. And, you know, he's doing a bang-up job. You know, he still has a smile on his face, still being the way he is with media during the sessions. But historically, you know, he's made an impact, not just in the NBA, but league-wide. I had a chance to speak with the Team Argentina head coach, Sergio Hernandez. And, during that media session, you know, and I was talking to him, but then, you know, later on the session, somebody else brings up a question about Popovich. And then to hear what he has to say about a story was that he went to go visit Manu Ginobili, the Team Argentina head coach, when Manu was playing in his playing days. And it was a preseason game the next day against Houston. Manu told his former Argentinian coach, "Hey, coach, you can't come with us. We have to have a game tomorrow, but you can stay in San Antonio. We'll be back, and, you know, we'll hang out." Pop then sees the Argentinian coach and says, "Hey, I'll see you tomorrow." Argentinian coach says, "What are you talking about? You're leaving to Houston tomorrow. I'll see you in the next couple of days." Popovich then calls him over and says, "Your coach tells me he's not coming with us to Houston." He's like, "Yeah, we're not." Come to find out, Pop then tells the coach that, "Chico, you're coming with me, where you're going to be part of our coaching staff for the preseason game." And that left a lasting impression on the Team Argentina coach. So that tells you the efforts he does to make feel comfortable and make people feel like they're part of the team.
That's that's an awesome story to hear right there with, you know, Pop and the Argentina head coach. And definitely, you know, Manu Ginobili definitely having a, an association with that story. And you mentioned, Jeff, about Pop and the media. And you also mentioned about the Spurs are can have been a difficult team to cover in the media, and rightfully so, because, again, they've never been a team or a franchise to draw attention to themselves. Drama-free, you know, players come in, a blue-collar working class. They come in to do their jobs. There's like a lunch pail mentality almost with the Spurs. It's been like that for a long time. Tell me what are the positives and negatives of covering a team like the San Antonio Spurs?
Well, the big example I told you earlier is news. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, nobody knew about what was going on. And until Pop said something, that tells you exactly how vaulted they are. They're slowly starting to kind of ease on that now, little by little. It's not like you see, like the Kings. Look at the Kings. I think they're one of the best. You look at Philadelphia. Philadelphia PR staff and their staff, they're one of the best. You know, always making me feel comfortable. Spurs a little more guarded, and I get it. You know, it's a small market city. It's a small, small team. You know, it's. You know, they don't want any of the dirty laundry to be aired out. But I think, you know, whenever I cover them, I'm not trying to air their dirty laundry at all. I just want to show everybody that this team is fun. You know, this team is cool, you know. For example, a former player, Fabrizio Alberto, he now is part of the Austin Spurs G League team as an announcer. Did you know that he loves esports? So he has a league in Argentina that he founded. So I talked to him about that, put it out there, fans eat it up, because we get to see a side of the Spurs we don't normally get to see. And I think it's just can be a little trying at times, because, I you don't want them to think that, hey, you know, you're trying to dog them or you're trying to make them look bad in the public. Just, I'm not. I never – that's not my goal. My goal is just to show how fun this team can be. And you're looking at the players they have now and how radically it's different. During the Tim Duncan era, even till today, he's not on social media. Manu wasn't as vocal as he is in social media now, sharing what he's doing there. Tony, you know, showing parties that he's having in his house in San Antonio. That was not flying in San Antonio during their playing days. These younger generation guys, your DeJounte's, your Keldon, your Lonnie Walker's, they're very out there. And I think the Spurs should kind of go with that flow. I'm not saying open the vault. I know something's got to stay behind the door. I get that. But just realize that, hey, these are a bunch of kids. They really are. They're in their mid-20s, early 20s. They just want to have fun. And let's see that side of them. Let's see them have fun. Let's see Derek White on downtown San Antonio wearing a sombrero. I think that's fun. And the Spurs did that. They showed him, you know, having fun on downtown with a big old sombrero. That would never have happened in the Tim Duncan era. I'll tell you that much. Then that would have never have flown. But it's just a changing of the guard. That's all. It's just different players coming in and what they want. Tim Duncan made it very clear when he came to San Antonio, he did not want to talk to the media as much, and they protected that. These guys are a little bit different now. DeJounte Murray, he has a New Balance show. He wants to get that shoe out there. So we talked to him about that. Again, did not happen during the Tim Duncan victory era. So, again, it's just a changing of the guard right now, Ed.
Yeah, as they say, all things must change, and definitely, you know, it's good to see them opening up a little bit. But one thing, they may have not been able, they weren't the best verbal communicators, but they definitely spoke volumes on the court with Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, and even when Kawhi during his time in San Antonio. And, you know, Jeff, San Antonio is a special NBA city. Since the franchise arrived in that town, San Antonio has been one of the premier NBA cities. What do you accredit to make – what do you think the reasons being for San Antonio being such a wonderful NBA city for all of those years?
Well, I tell you this, because it's the only show in town for the most part. That's a big reason why. It's the only show in town. They did have a WNBA team, but they left. They did have a few minor league hockey teams, but they left. There is a, I don't want to say MLS team, but I guess right below MLS in San Antonio. That gets a lot of support. So kudos to the San Antonio FC. But again, you know, it's about the Spurs. They pretty much are the only show in town, and that's why the city and the people are so supportive of it. They push family a lot. That's, you look at a lot of their ads, it's family this and family that, Spurs family this and that, and you know, that's what they try to hit on their advertising campaigns over and over again. And the fans buy into that. They love it. They get really attached to players very fast. I tell you a good example is when George Hill got traded to Indiana for Kawhi Leonard on draft night. Popovich was in tears, or it was either Popovich or Buford, one of the two. I forget who it was. It may have been Popovich. Were in tears when they announced that George Hill got traded because he became so beloved in San Antonio. George Hill still lives in San Antonio, by the way. He hasn't left the city. Yeah, but that could give you an idea of. If the players and the coaches get like that, then you can understand why the citizens, the people, the fans of the Spurs get so attached to this, because they stress that family. They want everybody to be, you know, close. Their campaigns are incredible. They tweet out, hey, you know, like, show us you're being a fan. And they send a surprise gift box to fans. So just a little things like that that go a long way. And that's why the Spurs are so beloved in San Antonio.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose. Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose. Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
All right, and I want to talk just a little bit more about the Spurs and some of the places that they've played at throughout the course of their existence in the NBA. The Spurs have played at Hemisphere Arena. They've also played at the Alamo Dome, and they currently play at the AT&T Center. Jeff, can you describe the atmospheres between those three arenas?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time, please?
What I was saying was is that throughout the history of the Spurs, they've played at the Hemisphere Arena, the Alamo Dome, and the AT&T Center. Can you describe the atmosphere between those three arenas?
Yes, yes. My favorite is still the Hemisphere Arena. That is still my favorite, the original home of the Spurs. I was there before they even made the second tier. It used to be just one lower bowl of seats. That's it. There was no balcony level. There was nothing. And they started to become popular, and they added a second level to it. Hemisphere Arena was special. It was special. It was loud. You were on top of each other. It was very intimate. Getting to your seat was fun because you had to go through these big ramps to get them, get to there. But it was located in downtown San Antonio, not now where the AT&T Center is nowhere near downtown San Antonio. So it was just a fun time. It was just, you know, your original home, and you fell in love with it. And I still have memories of it. I still remember seeing the Lakers and George Gervin play and seeing David Robinson, you know, do his thing as a rookie there, get drafted on draft night by the Spurs. It was such a – I mean, you just had to be there. And I'm glad I'm old enough to experience every home of the Spurs so far. The Alamo Dome, when they moved from Hemisphere – to the Alamo Dome. That was like going from, you know, a closet into a plane's hangar at a local airport. I mean, it was just like night and day. It was massive, massive. And they had this big blue curtain that cut the dome in half. And that half where the seats were, the other half, which is empty. And on the curtain, they had their retired jerseys, but they were not retired jerseys. They were retired portraits. So there was a retired portrait with the jersey of Gervin and Silas and Moore, and they were all there. And it was so big, and there were so many seats to fill that fans would come out. And that made – I remember – this is what I remember from the hemisphere of the Alamo Dome was the food was always cheap because there were just so many people there. They could afford to get money in their pockets of vendors. And it would get loud. It would get loud in there, but it just wasn't like the hemisphere arena. It was fun while it lasted, but, again, you look at the Alamo Dome and you're thinking those were the beginning foundation for the Spurs dynasty era. That's where it started. Duncan played in there. Robinson played in there. Tony played in there. I don't know if Manu played in there. I'm not too sure about that. But so then they moved to what is now the AT&T Center, at least for a little while, because it's going to be renamed something new soon. But it started out as the SBC Center. It wasn't the AT&T Center. It was the SBC Center. And that was then you're just going from now a big hangar to a very state-of-the-art, fancy apartment. That's what it felt like. It's a very fancy place. And it's okay, but I think Spurs fans have either gotten spoiled. It's not as rowdy anymore. I miss the rowdy days of the Spurs fans. They'll get into it. They'll cheer. But gone are the days of them really getting into teams, really, you know, heckling teams, cheering for the Spurs as loud as they can. They give away free T-shirts to fans, and sometimes fans just leave them there. They don't even take them home. And it's infuriating. Yeah, it's infuriating. But all in all, I think the first Spurs fan base are great. You know, they will rep the Spurs any chance they can. They love their Fiesta colors, that's for sure. Those pink, orange, and blue. They love everything that you can flip the colors on that. But it's we'll see what happens next. I do believe they need to leave that area they're in now because it's nowhere. Like I said, it's nowhere near downtown San Antonio. There's no type of activity around there. There's no theater. There's no restaurants. It's just in the middle of the east side of San Antonio, near residential area. And there's once you exit the parking lot, it's just homes. That's it. Homes. That's all it is. Wow. You go to Barclays Center. You leave Barclays and you got a mall, you got the subway, you got theaters, you got shopping, you got food. You leave Madison Square Garden, same thing. You leave Boston Garden, same thing. You go to the Wizards Arena. You know, I've been to the Wizards Arena before. You exit, it's just bustling. In San Antonio, you leave the arena, and it's like you're just going to your mom's house or your grandma's house. It's what it feels like. That's all you're going to do. There's nothing to do out there. And I think that's something they really got to look at as their franchise continues.
Yeah, they definitely going to have to, like you said, they're definitely going to have to make a move because that's the beauty of having a sports franchise and having an arena or stadium in a centralized location where either in downtown or near a downtown. That's got to be important because you bring in dollars that contributes to the downtown area as well as the franchise. Everybody benefits from that. But I want to stay just with the food for a moment. What were the food choices like at Hemisphere, the Alamo Dome, and currently at the AT&T Center?
Hemisphere Arena was just basic stadium food. I remember that. It was just basic. Your hot dogs, your popcorn nachos, your soda, your beer. That was it. There was no flair. There was nothing. I think that's why I liked it so much. It was just plain simple to the point. You're here to have fun and get into the Spurs game. I don't know. That's when it started to open up the little restaurants inside, little chain restaurants. Chain fast food started to creep in there already. You had your Mexican flair, your food. You had this basic TV food. But now the AT&T, now it's all like fancy schmancy. You have your high-end food. You have your – and then, of course, you got your state food all as well. The food hasn't really changed as far as San Antonio fans are concerned. We'll get out. They'll get the nachos and hot dogs over anything else burger in a hurry. So I'm the first fans of that department have changed. They'll grab – there's pizza now. Okay, there's now pizza.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson.
And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
At Deets & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DeetsandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Deets & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections cares about you and your health. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Okay, sweet, and that's Jeff Garcia. He is the host of the Locked On Spurs podcast for the Locked On Podcast Network, also the original co-founder of the Project Spurs. And Jeff, tell everybody what you do with your assignments with the Locked On Spurs podcast.
Yes, it's Locked On Spurs. I am the host of that show on the Locked On NBA Network. It's weekly, daily, excuse me. And just trying to cover the draft, trying to cover, you know, who the team is working out, talking about the big storylines, you know, his future, DeMar DeRozan's future, young quarterback. It's all there. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, pick up from where there. Subscribe to it right now, please.
And then also, I see that you are also a digital journalist for several television stations in San Antonio. What do your duties consist in that?
Yeah, I am the Spurs digital beat writer for three San Antonio stations. That's News 429, CW 35. My reach is there. You know, I definitely get the word out about the Spurs. Again, just giving you something every day, you know, something that I'll make the fans, something that I'll make fans go, So, just news4sanantonio.com right now. Look for the Spurs Zone and check out everything you can, everything that comes to the Silver Mike.
All right, before we let you go, Jeff, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website, let them know that as well as also let them know about where they can find, again, Locked On Spurs podcast.
Yeah, you can find it on Spurs, wherever you get your podcast. You can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Spurs. You just say, hey, smart speaker, play Locked On Spurs, and it will play. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Odyssey app, it's all there. Please subscribe to Locked On Spurs. And, follow me on Twitter at Jeff G. Spurzone.
And you heard it from him. He is Jeff Garcia. He is the host of the Locked On Spurs podcast, also the original co-founder of Project Spurs, also an NBA 2K League writer, the Spurs digital journalist for the NBC and Fox stations in San Antonio, as well as the CW. Jeff, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you for the invite.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, be back with more right after this.
Murray puts it in play. DeRozan. Calmly off the glass.
Yeah, he's going to work, and he's got to help as Davis Bertans comes off that screen. Can't be sitting that far back in the paint.
Mills fires. Good night, mate. Patty Mills knocking down the three. Assist already for Ish Smith.
Yeah.
DeRozan, shot clock winding down, knocks down the jumper. 1 minute remaining, first half.
Health.
Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections gives members up to $750 a year in dental care. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose. Health insurance has never been more important. A no-cost plan with the most adult dental coverage. Louisiana Healthcare Connections cares about you and your health. Visit ChooseLouisianaHealth.com. Your health, our purpose.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jeff Garcia, the host of the Locked On Spurs podcast for the Locked On Podcast Network, also the original co-founder of Project Spurs, an NBA 2K league writer, and Spurs digital journalist for the NBC affiliate WOAI-TV and the Fox affiliate KABB-TV in San Antonio, Texas. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.